Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful, Sam Cooke, and I Am Late. But what is for a cause, a good cause. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll just get right on to the featured thoughts, the subject matter. But before I get into it, I usually have something to say of a general nature. To prepare for specific thoughts and reasoning, I like to always set a general foundation. And what I want to say is that it is very difficult to teach yourself the right things, because usually people see things right most of the time and want no correction, not even from themselves. So I have learned that the best way to live is to learn the right thing. So I spent a lot of my time examining myself, using my judgment, get serious with what words are telling me. And that is what my love for life is about. Because life means something. And I want to get out of the ordinary person that I have been as a child and for most of my adult. I want to experience the spiritual enlightenment that I am told about when they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in hearts and science and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I don't know anything else that supersedes that. And, you know, I say it because I have to say. However, I am feeling how terrible it is for us to have to, like, try to convince someone about that. So I wanted to say it is very difficult to learn historic fact from biblical fallacy. When fallacy is believed, it becomes falsehood accepted. Accept falsehood, you accept lies, foolishness. You don't know the difference between corrupt things and the pure things. Because to digest proper knowledge of things takes a certain amount of consciousness. And your intellect that has to work properly without you have bad bias mind and callousness. You know, you have to want to become that person that you can be. And it's hard to attain. You have to, like, you know, weep. You know, I weep and mourn and travail through bad mental weather, come out on the bright side. You have to want it real seriously. And I don't want anything else. So therefore, I just want to, you know, want to be affected, real effect. I want the real effect. I want to reach into that energy. And that's where I'll stay. Because the world, the civilized world, is the best. And no matter what you want to achieve, keep you out until you're dead, cannot equate with the higher knowledge of life. And when you are alive and able to perceive it, to admire it, and to enjoy it, that's it. I want to have the fullness of it. I want to grow up into that. So I'm saying, don't be out there and always just listening stuff and your life is not changed. You are to have an attitude of learning. And, you know, there's special energy that guide our thinking. Think the right things. And don't sway away. You have to want it because it's rewarding when you pursue it. Pursue the right way of thinking and behaving. And I expect a lot of good things, the ultimate things, to happen in your lifetime, because your life is supposed to be affected by the right, and then you will see the returns when you put yourself into that. If you're not going to do that and you're going to get carried away by the wind of fleshy illusion, you know, you're going to keep on getting satisfaction from that. You know, I have to endure a lot of, you know, dissatisfaction. I want to get away from. I want to get, you know, an experience of being that better person I can become. I want that. I don't want to waste my time with less than I can be. So I just wanted to say that to you. If what your love is and what you crave after, and do you have a plan for yourself and pursue that plan by thinking, and perceiving, and making conclusion, and hold on. You know, if that's what you want, don't expect anybody else to fan your fire for you. You do it yourself. So that's about my little preface. And now that I don't have as much time like I, you know, most time I have, I'm going to now just deal with this portion of it. All right, of this edition. And you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. All right, is this subject matter Indo-European been on the run since 509 BC? Coup? Tim Aldred, bust AD and Adamani. That's true. That is true. It must be busted because too many people is running away. Too many people running away now from what I conclude is the civilized reality. Civilized reality. So I'm sticking to civilized reality. And it happens that I see more people are on the brink of losing a lot of people are losing edge for clinging to logical thinking. Too many people's minds are shattered, and their spirit is like frustrated. They can't think thinkly about what is most preferable to pursue. They can't. And the church that put us in a bad position. Imagine that these white people get black folks to believe in the church. I mean, it's the worst thing that happened to black people, to believe in the church that never existed all along. And they just come up with it after the Bronze Age. So I am revealing what history says at the Bible. Civility dumps the Bible for us in this generation. Because I started to read certified civilized history. And what has happened is my sense tells me that the Bible is not a good book. Has some good things in there that will fool you. But for you to get a good hold of the civilized world, you have to read real history. Can't go into the Bible, because the Bible is what is to destroy your mind so you don't understand history. Okay? And that's what I'm talking about. And it so happens that I'm on a collegian course with AD Anadamani, government and stuff like that, and the people. I'm on a collegian course because the government of the world is not activated now. The sodomite political two-party system. And there is no such authorized government on earth, none whatsoever. And I get to the point now where I understand historic knowledge. And let's say, just as how I get to understand the Bible, so I'm in a good position where I have both, you know, well, you know, I can't say I haven't read every page in the Bible, but I have read enough to give me a well-rounded sense of what the Bible is all about, you know, and why I'm in a good position now to appreciate a contrast between what I had believed. Belief is a serious thing when you are biased against anything else. You know, I mean, it's like you have a wife, a spouse, and you are not straying in fidelity. You're not going in, you know, you're not going into infidelity at all. You are sticking to your one dear darling spouse, because you can't want a better life than that. Unless you are a sexophobic or something, if that's the right word. But if you want sex so bad that you have to keep going off somewhere with somebody else, you're in bondage. You are in sexual bondage. Because a kind of cleansed mind you know, as reasoning and a sense of satisfaction. You know, the best life is not having two women. No, that's not true. Except you're talking about sex as the supreme sport that you can't do without. You know, and you think that, you know, I mean, women are forever charming. They were created like that, right? And that, you know, you shouldn't think that you are sinning because you look and lust after another woman. If lusting means that all you'll do is lust, right? You don't do nothing. It's skin. It is skin. And, you know, to really get to the point where you don't lust after a beautiful, you know, respectable, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, women are good looking, but that's all you see. They're ignorant, like, you know, they're too ignorant, right? Now, I'm saying that, you know, it's a frequency that makes a man lust. The frequency. And if you position yourself to live above certain type of, you know, certain type of pleasure that you can do without. Because, you know, when you see a nice looking woman and you feel, you know, attracted to that, it's not just that one woman you're attracted to. You're attracted to the flesh in general. And you may, you know, look at some women and you don't feel drawn to that. But there's a whole lot of flesh out there that you're going to feel drawn to. There's no joke about that. And what are you going to do about that? You have to use your good sense and judgment and get to know what is something from nothing. Because you can't be looking at that sexy lady and stuff like that and think like, oh boy, you cannot wait. But I tell you what, it may be that when you did not wait or stay away, you sorry for real. So there's a lot to life that we can mature. And if we are interested into that type of higher life, then we can pursue and we get the knowledge. Because Baruch Spinoza says, you must first be sober and you will get knowledge. And when you get knowledge, you know to control yourself. That's a big deal. So let me go on now, you know, chew on this here with you, exposing white men Roman Republic fraud. You get that one? Exposing white men Roman Republic fraud. Indo-European sodomy lied, saying noble men overthrow the Roman king. Lie! These people lie. The fact, anytime you see white people in America, you know that they are liars. You know that they are crooks. They are thieves. Now, if they are those that falling within the range of my expression, I don't hold them in judgment. I am talking about the sodomite culture in general of the Indo-European, the sodomites, the culture, okay? They are not a civilization. I know that. I read that in history.
they are not civilized people. Because they did not get out, how do I know? They did not get out of Europe and go raise up another sodomite little community anywhere. No, they all stay there. And they followed black people out. Some are out on the planet because of what they do, and but they just don't do it the right way because all they do is kill and steal, dispossess and everything like that. And so they're making law. Law. Just to take away, steal from you, displace you. They're making law for that. They are making that law. That law never exists. I'm not joking. So if you don't know what I'm saying to you, check it out. Because you can always come back to me. I am Tim Aldred, and my number is 347-850-1358. You can always, anywhere I am, I'll be always willing to talk. And if I say anything and you want to ask me that question, gosh, I give you the number again. Make sure that you get a hold of me. 347-850-1358. You know? And as long as you know what you're talking about, you can talk to me. If you don't know what you're talking about and you just want to talk because you feel a way, don't talk to me if you feel a way. Talk to me because you know something way. I say, you are privileged to talk to me when you know something way. All right. This is what I'm doing today. Right? Is exposing white men Roman Republic fraud. Because that's what it is. They cannot come out and talk about it because there's a whole host of evil bureaucracy that they are into. Yes, see, operate terrorism, and they would have wanted to tell you guys not to. They're operating terrorism from many, many decades, you know, and even centuries. Inquisition is one of their favorite terrorist group, Inquisition, that they are making laws and give them to go out and commit crime on the black people. I'm not lying. I am not lying. Like I say, there is no plan. There's nothing that I know that on my part is going to, like, you know, turn my back on what I say. That is not in my thoughts. So that means I have the evidence of anything I say affirmatively. So, yes, imagine that. You know, exposing. That is what I live for because they have no right to leave their own land and come to our place where we settled. They could do the same thing. They decided they're not doing that. They're coming after us. Anywhere we are, and we are theirs. Gaddafi was theirs. And African government see to it that they get what they want. African government, I'm telling the truth, what I see. I don't understand why white people take over black people and make them slaves at the help of African government. And somebody is talking about that black people did not sell black people in Africa. Then I want to know, how did white people come to Africa and take out shiploads of Africans? Answer that. Now, I'm into defending my own, of course. I'm defending anybody worth defending. But look, if I'm doing it with a pure mind, I can't lie. If I see my own in fault, I must also expose that too, because I want everything to come out just right. So that's my thinking. I have a problem with that, and it needs to be explained. Where I trace these white people come from and begin to like have money to spend and go all over the world since they take African money. So did Africa conspire with the white people to overthrow this king and take what they want? I have a right to ask that question. I have a right to ask the question. Timeline and circumstance, motion by people. What I'm reading in history, something is wrong. And the fact that until this day, after hundreds of years, Africa said nothing about what these sodomites are doing to the black people. Nothing that I know of. Nothing that I know of. I see a picture with Trump and one of the African heads of government. Oh, come on. I heard one of the African leader, one of those countries out there, saying, oh, they are taking dole from America and saying they need to stop doing it. They are the ones who are supposed to get. Now, to say that, just the fact that he had that to say cast a cloud of darkness on these African brothers. Because how do they get into a situation to be taking money from America? Taking money from the sodomites who use their own kin. And put them into slavery. So what's, you know, I need to investigate that though and find out something, because there is something to be found. Why is it that the black leadership in Africa has nothing to say? As bad as things got over here in the West, the white people doing all kind of underhand killing of the black people, and Africa does nothing. I have never seen an African leader come to America. I've never seen that. And why? Why? There is something going on. There is something going on. Because it seems like if they are taking dole from America, you're talking about the land of the gods and the heritage of the gods. And they allow these white people to take it all over. And I don't say they want it. You know? And whatever that may be going on, that some people may look at and think like, okay, some people make noise about it. But what the government said? What does the government say? I hear that people have been fighting to get back certain things that the white people them steal. But I don't hear the government say anything like the government is doing it. So now, if we don't use our intellect, and I'm sure if we begin our Elohim gods and communicate in our brains, make the connection, endorsing, identifying the gods and glorify them for what? For
what they are to us. That's all we're supposed to do. And if we begin to concentrate and devote ourselves to being the better person we can be, the gods will help us. That's my thinking. I want to be helped by them because I want the right life. And you can have all the women that you want. Right? If that's all you think, you know, is the highest thing is to get the nicest girl or the most expensive one or whatever it is. All right? And you follow that road, follow that life until too old to do it anymore. See all of that? A lot of things like that. I mean, if you can fix, you know, you can fix the past into the future, you know, make good comparison and see how you should conduct yourself. That's a nice thing. You see, because you can't put the present into the past. You just can't. But you can put the past into the present. How about that? Contextuality? Contextually? Contextually? I say yes. So let's go on now. Posing white men Roman Republic fraud. As who has gone to the bottom of the history? How these white people begin to call themselves Romans, because they're telling a whole pack of lies. And not unless you devote to this account like a detective would approach a case of investigation. You're not going to find out, and you won't be able to say they are a fraud because you don't know. Well, I'm able to say they are a fraud. They are liars. They are thieves. They need to go back to where they come from and go enjoy the fruit of their ground. There's a reason why they are here, not for a time, but they are here for all time, because we are here not saying this is our land. And those in Palestine are no longer there either to say it's their land. And these faggots are saying it's there everywhere. It's not in Rome. Italy, right? And they go all about the place, Australia, New Zealand, you know, Egypt, all over the place. You see how they get to be this way, proving the black people backward, weak, and unable to plug in to the power source. All right. So now I'm telling you, they are a fraud. They are not government. They need to get out. Vacate. Vacate our land. And stop talking about it's theirs. They think we are such novices. We are not. And they think that none of us have the gut to articulate and drive them out. The God will send a tornado and help us too. All right. So exposing white men, Roman Republic fraud, Indo-European sodomy, died, saying, noble men overthrow the Roman king. It was Roman kingdom, right? Yes, nobody don't oppose that. Not even the sodomite don't oppose that, but them too uncivilized, they don't know it was a Roman kingdom before they overthrow it, right? And now call themselves Roman Republic, right? It was a kingdom, and it's been there for over 200 years or more, and therefore there was no plan for the kingdom to be anything other than a kingdom, a rule by a king, right? It was Roman kingdom.
it is foolish without, right? If you don't say it was a Roman kingdom, who are the people? Seven king rule. Who were they? Regardless of what you call them, they were Roman. Right? They're ruling a kingdom that is Roman. And the twelve gods of the Olympians, they were Romans. All Romans. The Roman Olympian gods. So now, when they come and overthrow the kingdom, who overthrow the kingdom? That doesn't happen in kingdom. Kingdom don't get overthrown. You know? Criminals pretend to have a kingdom. This was not a kingdom in pretension. It has a long record of over 200 years. And they are saying this last king was the seventh and final one. Right? The type of change that took place in Rome, it's not the way a kingdom change from one king to another. You see, you don't change the structure and form of a kingdom. You don't change that. You know, there are succession of rule, and that's fine. It is the same. It never changed. See, kingless from, before the flood till after the flood. King rule. King rule. Here we have it now. These Indo-European that put themselves under camouflage and call themselves noblemen, they are Indo-European. And we have, a whole ton of ways to know they are the same people. We know that. But think about them, think about themselves like they think about us. But we are not who they think. You see, we are a lot more, and when we develop, they're going to find out. Because when we develop, they only have nuclear weapons to show. That's what they have, nuclear weapons. It's not nuclear weapons we have that I know about, but we have fierce nature force. Okay? That the gods, you read about Zeus and who Zeus, the god, is. And Enlil, look, the weather system is their terrain. That's their frequency. They can fix all of the problems that we have here. We just need be in line with them. We can't be following sodomites and their church and Jesus and be blessed by the gods and mock the gods. You don't mock the gods and be blessed with the weather. The bad weather going to come and, all kind of stuff going to happen to you. Because they have no way of having mercy on somebody who's, uncivilized and out of order and care nothing about what their lofty work on earth. Now, who ruled Rome in 509 BC? Answer, Julius Caesar. Now, is it true that Julius Caesar ruled Rome 509 BC? I'll check it out and find out before I'm done. One of the most important figures of this period is Julius Caesar. Not as I suppose. He wasn't there in 509. He wasn't. So why are they using this Julius Caesar? Because what? You know, they're not trying to write the Bible here. When they write Bible, they put African characters in there, Moses or Joseph or something like that. Now, they're talking a matter of time. And they are, like, as far as I'm concerned, displacing Caesar, Julius Caesar. Right? And because I think I Googled this the other day and found out that this Julius Caesar did not live at 509 BC. So they're like just putting a name here and don't care whether or not you're going to see and know that it's wrong. But they lie about almost everything until they don't have to lie. They lie. One of the most important figures of this period is Julius Caesar. A number of important events took place at the end of the Roman kingdom. What Roman kingdom are you talking about? Now, is it the Roman kingdom at 509 BC? Is it the kingdom you're talking about? A number of important events took place at the end of the Roman kingdom. So at the end of the Roman kingdom, it was the king that ruled for maybe 40-something years and stuff like that. Lucinus. Tarquinius. Lucius. Right? All right. So let's see right now which end of kingdom they're talking about. Is it the Black Roman king at 509 BC overthrow? Is it him? All right, let's see. And beginning of the Roman Republic. Oh, okay. So the beginning of the Roman, I get some clarity here now, boy. Right? So it says, a number of important events took place at the end. So that means at the end, meaning whatever happened day, or yes, the end was that day. It didn't come before that. It was one in one day. This Roman kingdom, not republic, the kingdom came to an end. And it says a number of things took place on that day at the end of the Roman kingdom involving the coup itself. The coup itself by so-called noblemen who were no other men but Indo-Europeans. It's them. All right? And all what they're going to talk and say after this is their way of putting it, whether it's right or wrong, but a lot of wrong, they're going to put it there because they can hardly tell you any truth about this, the end of this Roman kingdom. Roman kingdom is distinguished between Roman Republic, you know? All right? So there we have all these important things he's not telling us about those important things. So it goes on to say, end of the Roman kingdom, all right? And beginning of the Roman Republic. That's right. Let's talk about what's going to happen now from this day on till where we are today. Now, the Roman kingdom was overthrown in 509 BC. That's right. Over and done. And now you're going to start out with Roman Republic. What is this republic about? It's no longer a kingship. It's a Roman Republic. So therefore, there is no Roman left in spirit or in duty in anything. So the military of the Roman kingdom is still there because it was an overthrow. Everything was taken away from him. And it was the republic that came in. The Roman kingdom was overthrown, yes, in 509 BC and lasted. The Roman kingdom was overthrown, yes, and lasted until 27 BC. So that means the Roman Republic, and it doesn't say Roman Republic, you know. Him don't say nothing about Roman Republic right now. Him don't say nothing about Roman Republic right now. Him don't say nothing about the Roman Republic into this art. You see, him keep it Roman kingdom. You see? And the important things that happen, him don't tell nothing about it. All right. So it goes on to say, one of the most important figures of this period is Julius Caesar. Gaius. Yes, Gaius Julius Caesar, the true Calum portrait, possibly only surviving sculpture of Caesar made during his lifetime. When did he live? Archaeological Museum, Turin, Italy. Born 12 July 100 BC. Rome, Italy. Roman Republic. Died 15 March 44 BC. Age 55. Rome, Italy. In Roman history, In Roman history, Romulus and Remus are twin brothers whose story tells the event that led to the founding of the city of Rome. So this is where, you know, Romulus, he said, in Rome, who named the place Rome, is coming from Romans. So in Roman history, Romulus and Remus are twin brothers whose story tells the event that led to the founding of the city of Rome and the Roman kingdom. You see? Now, they are not Romans. These noble men, they said noble men. Who are they? Romans? How do you are going to do a coup on a kingdom and start naming it Republic and go on using it for years and kill a lot of black people? a real Roman would not go out and kill other and steal from other black people. That would never happen. Who were the noble men that did the 509 BC coup? Indo-European, backdating to name itself Roman Republic. Backdating name themselves. The Toline, Wolf Italian, Lupa Capitolina is a bronze sculpture depicting a scene from the legend of the founding of Rome. The sculpture shows a she-wolf suckling the mystical twin founders of Rome, Remulus and Remus. See, all that. The wolf. Who created a wolf suckling to commemorate the founding of Rome? Who would create such a sculpture? It has to be these white people, because they don't like the gods or the Romans. They don't like them. So they are using a lot of ironic type of expression, you know, that keeps them within a certain line of understanding. But my friends, it is very clear that they are a fraud, and it is documented in 509 BC. In 509 BC, King Lucius Tarquinius was overthrown by the noblemen of Rome. Who are those noblemen? They have no real identity at all. You see, except a reader will find evidence that these are white sodomite folk. The Romans created a reputation government. What? No. The Romans created a republican government after the overthrow. So, see, they start to call themselves Romans. They don't call themselves noblemen. Do you see that? No. They do not call themselves noblemen. They're covering up something, you see, and think that that will make them get away with it. The Romans created a republican government. What is a republican government? That's not kingship. So why are you calling yourself Roman? And Roman represent kingship, a kingdom. These Sodomites not representing that. But they don't want you to think that it is them doing it. You see? And them think that is enough. Doesn't make any sense. You see, these are uncivilized folks who don't have the brain to behave like civilized people. So these are the kind of stuff they're doing. And you know, it is a test to us whether or not we civilized people know what we are thinking and what we are doing. Do we? Because we don't allow these, you know, I mean, these people who are going in each other's ass for sex, you know, to come here and say they're running the world. We don't allow that. You see, they cannot be allowed, period. They don't have any kind of a ruling authority at all. None. But they have the bravest attempted. And there they have the Africans in Africa who is right with them with it. Not even them is right. So it goes on to say, so these republican now government, the Romans created a republican government after the overthrow of the monarch. See, you hear they start to call this king monarch. You see? And that's not the title. His title is not a monarch. He was never called a monarch before. Called he's called a king. You see? Who rule a kingdom? You see? The Roman kingdom was overthrown. See? That's what was ruling there is a king. A king. And he's overthrown. So why dress him down to be a monarch? No, that's not his title. So now they tell all these lies and try to cover up as much as they can. In 509 BC, King Lucius Tarquinius, and they call him Super Boss. You know, he's not no super boss, but that's what they call him. No? But, yes, Super Boss was overthrown by the nobles. The population was divided. Certain wanted a monarch. You hear this? Others wanted a republic. See that? Both some wanted monarch, others want republic. Who is going to... So what's the difference? Why a monarch going to run a republic? What's the difference between the monarch and the republic? Who run a republic? That is the end of my chat. And what you think of it, my friends, is going to be what your judgment is concerning this kind of event. I am fully much into it because I've read a lot about it. I know for sure that these guys, too uncivilized, they didn't know how to do something like this and not implicate themselves. If they know what is good for them, they get out of our territories and get back to where they come from. It can't be more reasonable for them to go back where they come from and keep holding out at all of these places where they kick the black people out. It's theirs. That's so stupid. But it is not too, it is something that we are to expect from people who behave in such uncivilized ways. You know, they teach dogs to fuck them. You know, either way, they teach dogs to do that, to turn homosexual. You see, they do that. These white people, Europeans, who's coming into African places and swear, it's theirs, it's not ours. Now, the AD and Adamani is what they don't expect us to display. AD and Adamani is on display right now because it is not a civilized thing. It's not African in any kind of way. It don't belong to zodiacal calendar at all. Okay? And these guys, with their republic and their democracy, that it has nothing to do with a kingdom, a kingship. None. Go back home to where you come from. because time is not in your favor. Get up and go back where you come from, because you are going to taste what is bitter about what you do. If you think it's been sweet, you're going to taste what is too bitter. All you white people, get out of the African territory. All of you, get out of our African territory. Don't stay here until you have no use to yourself, because that's exactly what is going to happen to you. You're going to stay here until you have no use to yourself. Go back to where you come from. Don't let nobody fool you. African territory is not a place for white. Now, I said I was going to look up something. What was I going to? Okay, something from up here. Okay, Julius Caesar. All right, Julius Caesar. Let's see. Julius Caesar, where did I have? Okay, Julius Caesar. Right? They're saying he was up there in, up there in 509 BC. Let's see if that's true. Okay. Julius Caesar, date of birth. Yeah. Julius Caesar was born in Rome the 12th or 13th July, 100 BC. So he wasn't around. And they are talking about he was one of the favorite persons in that time. They're lying all around. Lying all around. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time. And a whole lot of people is going to dig down into really what happened. And these guys are too uncivilized to protect themselves. They get away with more, so much more than murder, for all the times that black people have not been reading, their eyes are blind because they believe in the Jesus Bible. That Bible is frying now. It's burning now. It can't hold up because they don't have a good story. They don't have a good story. So they have been riding on our ignorance. Those days are over. You see? Because they don't intend to lose no battle because they have weapons and stuff like that. You and your weapon, go back to where you come from. Okay? Because if you can stand the force that's coming to sweep you away, well, you can depend on that. But for all I know, none of you don't stand up against the power of the gods. And Cicero says, the gods, they know that you all know that the gods rule. You know that the gods, Cicero, in the first century, he says, we have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. I'm glad to hear that. I want the gods to fix me up. Yes, to speak the truth and to rejoice in it. Yes, confide in it. That's where I am at with this. My friends, there is much more to us than what we experience with these white people fooling us about the church. Right? I'm glad I'm out of it now. I'm talking There's nobody that is bothering me because the history, all we have. History is all we have. So I am one of the anatomical Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being. That's what I am. And I am going to develop to as greater dimension that is there for me. And that's it. I want to thank you all for tuning into the program, and I wish you well and hope that you are administrating your thoughts well and move on up the ladder of civility. Okay? Don't have respect of person. Let these you call this let these demon possess white people. Go back where they come from. Because that is what is in them. Demons. Like as in one of the Gospels, Mark, St. Mark 5, tells you. The place called the Gadarene. The man coming out of the tomb. Man coming out of the tomb. And you read a story and something ridiculous. Our Jesus, who is such perfect in knowledge and love of people, would go there and cast devils into the people's livestock. That don't make no sense. Sodomite writing that. So-called Romans writing that. So you be careful how you go there and see the Roman and wonder. These Sodomites, they are the white Romans since 509 BC. They go out and kill off everybody in the world that they can kill off as black people, because there are only black people out there that they want to kill and take away what they have. Only black people have wealth. So take good care, and we will be together on the next episode, all well. Blessed be the gods of heaven. Okay. And there is yes.